Yeah, well, the pre-war activity at Llywelyn changed abruptly in 1940. Of course, Pembroke Dock was heavily bombed then, and war came to Pembrokeshire. There was even a bomb dropped near Llywelyn Castle, which blew out some of the windows, but that was before we arrived. But what I remember, of course, is that when we arrived in 1943, late 43, Llywelyn Quay was, it was an MOD. It was not open to the public, really, but as local residents, we were allowed special concessions. One of the concessions that I enjoyed as a small boy was being taken out from the little, rather makeshift quay that is by the pontoon there now, and going out to this ancient Walrus aircraft, which was really an ancient 1920s model, tied together with wire and bits of string, it seems, with an engine at the back and one at the front. The station at Llywelyn was used to train pilots for bigger and more useful aircraft. I think the Walrus had a top speed of something like 80 knots, so in a brisk Pembrokeshire gale, it would have taken half an hour to get to the head, let alone go out and look for a U-boat. So, but it was no doubt good training for young fleet air arm pilots at the time. And of course, there was barbed wire and notices up. Tom the ferry was in the middle of all this thriving. As you can imagine, there was a lot of traffic, people going out to the boats that were moored off here. If we looked out from where we are today, you'd have seen probably four or five fairly large ships moored down off Cosheston, and because there's deep water upstream of Llywelyn, they were also moored, and for quite a long time after the war, right up as far as Benton Castle. In those days, of course, the ships were out of use and they were just waiting to be scrapped. But they made an interesting medicinal hazard to a small boy trying to go out and manoeuvre around them. So that went on, and then, of course, in 1944, the Fleet Air Arm decided that that the Walruses and Kingfishers were no longer in use, and so the hangar that was built here was then dismantled within a year of it having been built. And by 1945, most of the wartime occupation ceased. All that was left was all the detritus left behind.